This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
It's Groundhog Day! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network Raw and Unfiltered. That is the name of the show. Your host, Wayne Allen Root, will be here at the top of the hour. It is a Tuesday, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to sit in the big seat for an entire hour. See the shining sea all across the great country. Chris, down in Dallas, pushing all the buttons. Without him, you get nothing but static. Welcome aboard again. Like I said, Groundhog Day, second day of February 2021. I have a couple guests coming up, so we'll get to them in just a couple of minutes. I have so much that I'd like to cover here in this opening break. I'm not even going to touch Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That story I'll leave to Wayne Allen Root. I want to start with the arch nemesis of the United States of America, the current president residing in the White House, crazy Uncle Joe Biden. His pen is out, his Sharpie, I guess, is out, and he is signing away executive order after executive order after executive order. I don't want this to sound redundant, like a broken record, but I've said this before, and I'll say it again, the most slippery man ever to set foot in the White House, and the biggest, most nasty liar of all time is Joe Biden. Joe Biden, in front of America, time and time and time and time again, talked about unifying the nation, right? Unifying the nation, even on Inauguration Day. He sat out there and he spoke of unity. I'm the president of the United States for everyone. Absolute BS. Absolute garbage. Means nothing. His word is as hollow as an old oak tree ready to fall down. Biden began with a series of new orders to open America's southern border, right? Suspending deportation, stopping the border wall, blah, 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 and ending the Mexican quarantine of people trying to get into the country illegally. I said this, I think, last week. Not only is this damaging, first of all, not only is allowing a flood of immigrants coming across the border damaging to the economy, it's definitely not smart if you think about it in terms of the Wuhan flu. I mean, you've got all these people coming across the border. We don't know how sick they are. We have no idea. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Now, all of a sudden, COVID doesn't matter when it's illegal aliens coming across the border. Okay, so we've opened up our southern border. What possibly could be the rationale for that? I mean, seriously, why would you want to make some of the first things that you do counterproductive to America? Why? Well, because basically what you're doing is you're sticking a big thumb in the eye of all of the Trump supporters and anybody who would disagree with Joe Biden. This is their way of saying, blank you, F you, screw you, right? One of the things that you voted for Donald Trump on was immigration. That was the big deal when he was running for president. Well, right away, Uncle Joe Biden, crazy Uncle Joe Biden, essentially basically gave you all the middle finger and said, we're going to do this, and then we're going to do that, and we're going to do this and that. Because you want it a different way. Because you voted for Trump, I'm going to screw you over. And to me, that doesn't sound a lot like unity, right? So Biden's a liar, right? We can come to that conclusion, I think, already. Biden's a liar. He's always been a liar. He's been in Washington longer than I've been alive. Well, almost. For me, he's a typical politician. And one of the funny things, if you want to call it funny, I don't know if we can call it funny, but one of the, I guess, humorous things about Biden being president is you've got Biden, who is the picture of everything that a real progressive liberal hates. And he's sitting there in the White House. He's everything that a real, true, blue progressive can't stand. He's a big politician, big money politician, serving the masters of big money. He's white. He's a man. He's old. All things the progressives hate. So what does he do? He surrounds himself with everybody who's not old, white, and a man. And I guess he thinks that that will wash away the sins of being old, white, and a man. But it doesn't. Really. I mean, I think deep down, the real true progressives, they hate Joe Biden. I mean, they were rooting hard for a Bernie Sanders. They hate Joe Biden. But they hated Donald Trump more, so they get Joe Biden. So this is what ends up happening. But 47 years of history of lying and corruption and public service, and what do you get? You get Joe Biden out the other end, and that's what we have to deal with, at least for the immediate time being, until he served his purpose and they boot him out, kick him to the curb. So that's number one, just a mention of Joe Biden and his continued attack not only on the Constitution, but on half of the citizens of the United States of America. So that's part one. Part two is crime, right? Crime, crime, crime. We've got more crime. Two FBI agents killed today while serving a warrant in Florida, New York, Washington, Detroit. All of these places now are beginning to erupt in violence. And they're erupting in violence because really law and order has been put to the side. So Chicago recorded 51 homicides last month, the most in 4 years, 51 homicides. So the question is why? 769 homicides in 2020, a 55% increase over 2019. Violent crimes are continuing to increase. You know, here's what we just refuse to do, common sense-wise. If you're a violent criminal, right, and you've got a violent history, the thought of why we don't lock you up and throw the key away is beyond me. This isn't about somebody, you know, stealing a pack of chewing gum, or, you know, somebody who dines and dashes at a restaurant, or somebody who does a less violent type of a crime. Right? I understand giving those folks a couple of different chances. Maybe they have a real bad upbringing. Maybe their parents were drug addicts or criminals themselves. Right? I get all that, and I'm down with it. Believe it or not. What I would like to see as a trade-off to that is stricter punishments for violent offenders, repeat offenders, someone who's been arrested for a drug crime 20 times. That's a person who's never going to be a productive member of society. Why we insist on giving that individual chance after chance after chance after chance after chance makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. And yet we continue to do it. And so that lays the groundwork for violent, real violent criminals to commit these atrocities and kill people and seemingly kill people without repercussion. The idea that you've got a 55% increase in homicides in Chicago is staggering. The fact that you've got 51 homicides in the month of January. The fact that you had 769 homicides in 2020 in one city. That's a war zone. Living in Chicago is worse than living in Afghanistan during military conflict. Think about that. It's a horror show. It's a horror show. And nobody holds the elected leaders in those cities or that city responsible for what happens. Nobody. They get elected time and time again. Nobody gives a damn. If I were in charge of Chicago tomorrow, I would insist on increasing the police force. I would insist on increasing police presence on the sidewalks and the street corners. I would make sure that the families are safe. People who actually get up and go to work every day. Yeah, they are still in those communities. Why should they be diving into a bathtub when they hear gunfire at 2 o'clock in the morning? It's another example of the average everyday citizen being looked past or passed over for either a criminal or an illegal immigrant or somebody who is not competing in the everyday goal of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's just another example of that. The forgotten millions who pay the bills, who do the work. When did you become a social pariah because you get up and go to work every day? When did you become a second-class citizen because you want to teach your kids what's right from what's wrong? When did that happen? What generation can lay claim to the idea of flipping the American way upside down? Imagine how your grandparents would have felt from taking welfare or going on unemployment. Now it's a badge of honor. What has happened to the soul of this country? I know that is a very broad statement and one that would take 10 shows to dive into and dissect. But just think of it like that. Right now we live in a world where it's a badge of honor to get disability or unemployment or to scam the government out of a monthly check. Your grandmother, my grandfather would have been absolutely destroyed if they had to go on assistance, government assistance. We're just looking at things in a lot of these cases from the wrong angle. We're giving the benefit of the doubt to those who want to harm us and hurt us and ignoring the great people of this country who recognize law and order and freedom and, again, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I've got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie. The great Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to liberty.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthcare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. One of our favorite guests to bring on is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Stephen, we don't have a lot of time today, so I'm going to jump right into it. Biden has signed all these different executive orders, in a general sense, undoing some of those things that Trump had done, in particular talking about the Paris climate. We had talked about this morning. I don't think people understand, even folks who may consider themselves very aligned with the left, what that actually means. China and India, Pakistan, some of these other industrialized nations, they get to continue to pollute while we have to stop. And that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I was curious if it made any sense to you.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, look, America has already done more than any other country in the world to curb pollution and to protect the environment. However, under the climate, the Paris Climate Accords, just as you say, these other countries have made the case and have set the rules that because they are still developing, in air quotes here that you can't see on the radio, that they get to have much higher levels of pollution. It's okay. Eventually, they'll get that taken care of. And, oh, by the way, America and Western Europe, you guys really need to fund our ability to do that. So we have to cut back way past what we've already done, even though we're, you know, like orders of magnitude ahead of anybody else in the world with proper cleanup stuff. Western Europe has to do the same. So it hurts our businesses. Our businesses have to pay more to operate. And then on top of that, the American people, through our taxes, have to pay money that goes directly to countries like China, who are, you know, an enormous economy and an adversary, at least to us, or at least a competitor, so that we can clean up their mess that they're not paying to clean up because they don't have to do it yet. It's just a bad deal. The concept's fine. We need to protect the environment, for goodness sake. We live here. But that deal is not the way to do it, and we give away our authority to, again, a supranational organization, and this one's an ad hoc organization, that we shouldn't do. It's a bad idea. The Europeans are moving away from that with Brexit and several other countries who are thinking about doing their own exits from the EU. And here our government is saying, no, we need to do what our friends in Europe have already decided to abandon. It's just crazy.
So, you know, it's funny how conservatives all think almost exactly the same way. I mean, in a good way. I mean, I've been saying the same thing essentially that you just said right then and there. There's not anybody with a sound mind that's not a lunatic that wants to see us polluting or poisoning the atmosphere. Nobody wants that. It would seem this, again, is a common sense issue. We think with common sense, their side doesn't.
No, they're, you know, the ones that are serious about it, you know, the Chinese are not serious about it. The Chinese just want to stiff us and get us to pay for their stuff while they continue to pollute, continue to run up their economy, make as much money, and gain as much power as they can. The environmental folks here, particularly the ones on all the way on the left, they have this la-la land utopian view. And they sit there and say, well, if we don't do this, you know, this bad thing's going to happen in the next 5 years. Well, you know, you look back at Al Gore's record, you know, the polar bears should all be dead. The ice cap should be totally gone. You know, the ozone should be destroyed. None of those things have happened, by the way. There's more polar bears now than there ever were. The ice cap is starting to reconstitute itself, and the ozone layer, the hole has closed up. So, you know, it's just crazy that they make these claims and say it's all in the name of science.
Right.
They don't give you any science other than maybe a couple of, you know, like, TV star kind of scientist, and even though there's half of the scientific world says, I don't think it's really going to happen that way, those people are dismissed. Any of us who don't immediately bow down to a 14-year-old, you know, semi-autistic girl who's, you know, gets invited to the UN, I'm not saying that young girl, Greta's heart isn't in the right place, but I'll tell you what, her parents have stirred her up, you know, sitting there lecturing the world, you know, and the world scientists and the world's leaders. I'm sorry, that's just theater. That is not the way you run things. And now we have a government who wants to buy into all that. You know, again, last time I checked, you couldn't get to Hawaii, you know, in a train.
No, I don't think you can, Stephen. Listen, I got to go. I just looked at the clock. I apologize, as always, but you are fantastic. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. We got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll talk guns with Cam Edwards. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two FBI agents are dead in a shootout after serving a warrant in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Three other agents are injured and two are in stable condition at the hospital. The suspect is also dead. Joe Biden signing executive orders dealing with immigration on Tuesday. The executive orders order a review of the president's Remain in Mexico policy, study ways to streamline the naturalization process, and the third one creates a task force to reunify families.
Mexico doesn't even control a sixth of their own country. These evil organizations do. They run these pipelines of people. And the other things they run in these pipelines are drugs and other illicit products which poison our communities and kill 70,000 Americans a year. 70,000.
Ken Cuccinelli speaking there. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root,
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Hard to get everything in. There's so much going on. Trying to kind of stuff it all in and get everything in every second of the show. Sponsor of this segment, Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune system's under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, more COVID. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, this past presidential election. If that doesn't stress you out, if that doesn't take a toll on your mental, emotional, and physical health, I don't know what will. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. So since taking these products, my energy level has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, I'm feeling better than I have in years, and of course the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off already. Unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. 0341, call now.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Joining us right now, among many hats that he wears, he's currently the editor of BearingArms.com. And I want you to welcome Cam Edwards. Cam, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for the invite.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to talk a little bit about guns today. So, Cam, I want to start with some of this new legislation that is circulating down in Washington and inside of other state capitals across the country. What have you heard about any of this new gun legislation, gun restriction, designed essentially in the end to impede on folks' Second Amendment rights?
Yeah, there's a lot of legislation that's dropping right now. I think the big question is, how far does this go? And what are the intentions? You know, because if you look at the legislation, I mean, you're right. I mean, you got bills that would require psychological evaluations before you could legally own a gun, right? You've got bills that were designed to supposedly go after firearms trafficking, but could greatly curtail the ability of, like, the Boy Scouts to buy firearms for marksmanship training. You know, and right now, I mean, look, you know, as with every other piece of legislation in Congress, I think you have to watch what Senator Joe Manchin and Senator Kyrsten Sinema would do, because they're sort of the stopgap. And as long as they continue to resist the attempts to nuke the filibuster, then it's going to take 60 votes to get any of these bills through Congress, unless they, you know, Democrats try to use reconciliation, which is possible, but not likely for some of these gun control bills. You know, this is a perilous time right now, because we can see the squeeze that Sinema and Manchin are under right now. Democrats right. are pushing them hard to go along with their plans to nuke the filibuster. So as much as I'd love to be able to say, you know, look, I don't think these bills are going to go anywhere, I can't,
right.
because I don't know what's going to happen in Congress. I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate. And I think gun owners have to be really worried and pay close attention right now to what's going on in Congress.
So is that the main difference? Because these kinds of pieces of legislation have been out there before. They just always hit a brick wall. You don't think there's a brick wall anymore, right?
I don't think so. I really don't. You know, and I hate the fact that Joe Manchin is the guy standing between, you know, the Second Amendment and an all-out assault on our right to keep and bear arms. Manchin is, you know, not a guy who is 100% with gun owners. At the same time, you know, he represents West Virginia. This is a very red state, a state that is a constitutional carry state, a state that's very pro-gun. So if Manchin is, you know, looking towards his political future, I think it makes sense for him to be that stopgap. But again, you know, there's so much arm twisting going on. There's so much pressure being put on these Democrats. And again, as you mentioned, there is an appetite for gun control right now on the left. So the bills that, you know, may have been crazy before are not so crazy right now. Not when you've got Joe Biden, you know, who as a candidate touted banning the most commonly sold centerfire rifles in America, banning 150 million legally owned ammunition magazines, and requiring Americans to either turn those items over to the federal government or register them under the National Firearms Act. I mean, a couple of years ago, we would have said that is crazy legislation. And yet it was the centerpiece of Joe Biden's gun control campaign platform.
We talk all the time about what will sort of birth a civil war, right? We thought we had seen some of that on the 6th of January when the Capitol was stormed, and division in the nation is unlike any other time in the history of this country other than the time when we fought the actual civil war. This, to me, would be that final straw that breaks the camel's back. And in fact, they really start to go down this road. And, you know, you start to hear that knock on the door that says, hey, Mr. Smith, we've come for your guns. I just don't know if this country will ever get to that point.
You know, I'm kind of with you. I think it'd be very, very difficult to get to that point of, you know, the knocks on the door. And you're already starting to see pushback from the state. You know, this is really interesting. We've got almost a dozen states around the country right now that are at least considering legislation that would make these states Second Amendment sanctuaries, basically where they tell the federal government, look, we're not going to lift a finger or spend a dime to enforce your gun control laws. You want to come in and enforce them as the federal government, well, go for it, but we're not going to do that. We're not going to help you. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has said that is one of his top legislative priorities this year. And these are, legislation that sort of modeled after California's sanctuary state designation for illegal immigration, which was upheld by the Supreme Court, by the way. They did not overturn that law in California. So we've got a blueprint on how to resist within the Constitution, and states are taking advantage of that. And, you know, none of this has happened in a vacuum. We just saw the national instant check numbers for the month of January. National Shooting Sports Foundation estimates there were 2 million firearms sold in the month of January. That is an all-time high for January gun sales. So Americans are embracing the right to keep and bear arms. They're not buying these guns thinking that they're short-term rentals that they'll turn over to the federal government. And I think that, you know, that the fact that we've got so many Americans who are embracing their Second Amendment rights, that should give Democrats some hesitation in how quickly and how far they want to try to move against our right to keep and bear arms.
All right, what do you think is the reason people are going out and buying guns in record numbers? We saw that spike during Obama's era. We saw it in previous eras. Is it simply because folks want to grab their guns before the laws potentially do change?
I think we've got a couple of things going on right now, because you look back and we really started to see this spike in March of last year when the first COVID shutdown orders came down. And then we saw another spike in the summer when the riots broke out after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And now this most recent surge, I think, has come as a result of the election. And as you say, the riot at the Capitol on January the 6th. So I think that there are multiple reasons why people are buying guns. Primarily, they're buying guns for self-defense. Violent crime is going up across the country as police have pulled back and as cities have worked to try to defund the police. So that is prompting a lot of Americans to purchase firearms for the first time. But then, as you say, the political unrest also has people concerned as well. And there are those Americans who are buying firearms as sort of a political statement. I'm becoming a gun owner. I'm embracing my Second Amendment rights, even though it hasn't been important to me in the past,
right?
Because it's important to me now. And I'm not willing to give up those rights right now.
All right. What do you think the Biden administration will attack first? Where do you think they'll go?
Well, we've already seen one move by the Biden administration to undo a rule from the Trump administration that was all about providing fairness from big banks. You've got big banks that are refusing to do business with the firearms industry and other disfavored sectors of the economy like the oil and gas industry. The Trump administration, in the waning days, passed a rule that, forbade banks from doing that. Biden has already put a hold on the implementation of that rule. So big banks are going to continue to be able to discriminate against the firearms industry and not provide them with financial services. I think one of the next things that I'm sort of keeping an eye on are executive actions and agency determinations, things that, you know, aren't necessarily going to come through legislation. But Biden, for instance, talked about banning the importation of so-called assault weapons. That's something that he could do via executive order. We haven't seen him do it yet, but I anticipate that that is coming. Then I think there's also.
What does that mean? What does that mean when you say that? Let's say who was to write that executive order. What would that mean?
Well, it would mean that, the supply of firearms would go down a little bit.
Yeah, but the assault, I mean, there's no assault weapon. You're talking about just like an AR-15 rifle? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Because right. under federal law, these things are considered non-sporting rifles, right? Okay. Or non-sporting firearms. And so under the Gun Control Act of 1968, non-sporting guns, the president can ban the importation of those firearms via executive order. We saw this with George H.W. Bush back in the late 1980s. He took that same step.
Right.
So there's precedence for Biden to do this. It wouldn't, you know, this is not a full-scale gun ban. We have a lot of, you know, firearms that are produced domestically.
Right, okay.
But if you're looking to buy, you know, a firearm that was produced overseas or an AR-style rifle that was produced overseas,
gotcha.
Biden could actually ban those from coming into the country. The other thing I'm looking at right now is the ATF. Gun control advocates are pushing hard. In fact, they're suing the ATF to get them to redefine what a firearm actually is to include things that aren't guns. Unfinished frames and receivers, things that are not even, you know, completed gun parts. They want the ATF to regulate those as firearms. And that would be a huge change to the industry. Under federal law, you can actually build your own gun. And as long as you're building your own gun, you're keeping it for yourself, you're not turning around and trying to sell it, you don't have to serialize that firearm. The government doesn't have to know about it. It's not, you know, going into the chain of commerce. Gun control advocates hate this. They call these guns ghost guns.
Right.
And they want to do everything they can to try to stop people from being able to build their own firearms. So they're trying to get the ATF to define gun parts, even unfinished gun parts, as actual firearms, which would also have a very, very chilling effect on the industry.
We're talking guns and Second Amendment with Cam Edwards. Cam, please hang through the break. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back with some more. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
John Jubilee here with Energized Health. I want this to be your best year ever. 2021, this can be the year that you get to check off the boxes you have been waiting to check off for a decade. No more fat, no more medication, no more lack of energy, no more low sex drive. Come on, men, man up this year and join me with Energized Health. 88 days to the best you from the inside out, the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration that has documented tens of thousands of success stories, high blood pressure gone, diabetes gone, irritable bowel syndrome, lack of energy, low testosterone gone and reversed. Go to energizedhealth.com or call me directly at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. We're talking to gun rights expert Cam Edwards. Cam, let's talk a little bit about universal background checks and what that means for the average gun owner.
Well, you know, universal background checks, we're looking at two different things here. Universal background checks and gun registration are sort of complementary, but they are two different things. The idea of a universal background check is basically any transfer of a firearm would have to go through a background check. Right now, under federal law, retail sales of firearms go through background checks. But if I wanted to sell a gun to you, we wouldn't have to go through a background check because this is just a private sale. They want to change that. They want every transfer of a firearm to have to go through a background check. Now, of course, criminals aren't going to pay attention to this.
Right.
But this is going to add to the cost of firearms. It's going to add to the inconvenience because a lot of gun stores don't do background checks for private transfers. They don't have the time, and they don't have the inclination, and they're not required by law to assist. So that's problematic. But again, there's also no real way for the government to ensure that they're actually, you know, keeping track of these private sales unless you have gun registration. Unless then when that firearm is transferred, all of a sudden you now have to register that firearm as the new owner with the federal government. So, you know, background checks are sort of a stopgap for the gun control activists. What they really want is a national database, right, of every gun owner in the country.
Okay, but by that description, can't I get away with buying a gun? I could be a hardened criminal. Can I buy a gun and go around the rules? And these laws, they don't seem like they would stop me, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it is. These laws are impossible to proactively enforce. They don't prevent a single crime. They don't prevent a single illicit transfer. The best that they do is after the fact. Let's say you bust somebody for an armed robbery.
Right.
And you ask them where they got their gun. And they say, well, I got it from my buddy Todd. Did Todd go through a background check? No, we didn't go through a background check. Well, there's another charge that you can tack on after the fact.
Right.
But this individual's already facing armed robbery charge.
Right.
Right. So in terms of a crime prevention measure, this is worthless. In terms of keeping tabs on gun owners, You know, I would also say, by the way, that it's worthless because I don't expect many gun owners to actually abide and comply with registration requirements. But that's the intent anyway, is to keep track of who legal gun owners are in the United States.
For me, a lot of this could be solved with more punitive action. In other words, if you're caught in the act of committing a crime with a firearm, there should be a minimum mandatory. I don't know, 20 years, 25 years. You want to stop people from using guns in crimes? Do that.
Absolutely. And I think that's where the focus should be, is on, you know, forget establishing, creating new crimes out of thin air, which is what gun control advocates want to do.
Right.
And all of these are nonviolent possessory offenses. Focus, again, as you say, on the most violent offenders and on the most prolific offenders. There's a strategy actually called Operation Ceasefire that is a great strategy. It's worked. It's been very effective over the last 20 years at reducing homicide rates in cities like Boston, Cincinnati, High Point, North Carolina. This is a nonpartisan solution. It doesn't involve new gun control laws, but Democrats have turned their back on you know, this strategy, and instead have once again embraced the idea of new laws targeting legal gun owners. At the same time, by the way, they complain about the criminal justice system, and they complain about over-policing, and they complain about over-incarceration. They want to put new crimes on the books that would put people in prison, you know, for what right now is simply exercising their right to keep and bear arms.
Right. Listen, I got one more because I'm going to run out of time, but I really appreciate you giving us a little extra time. In my home state here in Connecticut, they are talking about taxing ammunition. I'm sure they're doing that across the nation as well. Yeah, I can't figure this one out because you would think that's such a regressive tax. If there's one piece of gun legislation Democrats should be against, it would be taxing ammunition.
And this proposal is absolutely absurd. This is the third time that this state representative, I think Jillian Gilchrist is her name, this is the third time that she's proposed a tax on guns and ammo. 2 years ago, she wanted a 50% tax. That failed. The last year, she wanted a 25% tax. That failed. Now she's come back. She's limited the tax specifically to ammunition, but it's a you know, per-round tax on ammunition. And as you say, this is a regressive tax. This is going to hurt the poor. This is going to hurt lower-income Connecticut residents who are gun owners.
Right.
And deprive them not only of their ability perhaps to defend themselves in their home, but it's certainly going to cut down on their ability to buy ammunition so they can go train effectively. But again, you know, this is part and parcel of where the attitudes of these anti-gun Democrats are. They're not focused on violent criminals. They are focused on preventing you and I and every other legal gun owner from exercising our constitutional rights, stopping crime, making communities safer. That's just an afterthought, if it's a thought at all to them.
Listen, this is great stuff. Cam, I can't thank you enough. Tell everybody where they can go to find out more about you.
You bet. BearingArms.com is the website. Also, I'm a board member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. You can find out more information about that organization at ccrkba.org.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. We are completely out of time. Got to go. Wayne Allen Root is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.